Unit 9. Section A. 1. It is pouring down, isn't it? I can even hear it drumming on the roof.
I hope it lets up soon so that we can go out.
Question.
What is happening? 2. Betty, did you get what you wanted as you went shopping yesterday? I remember you said you wanted to get a sweater.
No, a blouse. But by that time, the ones on sale were all gone. So I settled for a skirt.
Question.
Which items were on sale?
3. If you are promoted to manager, will you give us a raise?
No problem. What else would I do with all the money that will come pouring in?
Question.
What will happen to the woman if he is promoted?
4. Kate, Nancy, and Bill got a separation.
It's really a shame. I've heard that they quarrel, but they've always made up afterward.
Question.
What happened to Nancy and Bill?
5. Do you have a savings account at the bank?
I used to, but recently I withdrew all the money.
Question.
What happened to the man's money?
6. I came across our friend Jim last week in the street. He said he hadn't heard from you for ages.
Yes, I know, but I've been too busy to telephone him.
Question.
What happened to the man last week? 7. To teach those students English, do you have to speak their language quite well?
Quite the contrary. They benefit most when the class is conducted entirely in the foreign language.
Question.
How does the woman teach those students English? 8. I wish to buy a new car, but I spent too much on my house last year.
New cars are expensive. You can't borrow so much money.
Question.
What happens to the man? 9. Peter was praised for helping catch the criminal.
He certainly showed a lot of courage.
Question.
What happened to Peter? 10. What do you think of your new apartment?
Well, it's very nice, although I'm having a hard time getting used to such a big building.
Question.
What's the woman's problem? Section B. Compound dictation. Let us suppose that you are in the position of a parent. Would you allow your children to read any book they wanted without first checking its contents? Would you take your children to see any film without first finding out whether it is suitable for them? If your answer to these questions is yes, then you are just plain irresponsible. If your answer is no, then you are exercising your right as a parent to protect your children from what you consider to be undesirable influences. In other words, by acting as an examiner yourself, you are admitting that there is a strong case for censorship. Now, of course, you will say that it is one thing to exercise censorship where children are concerned, and quite another to do the same for adults. Children need protection, and it is the parents' responsibility to provide it. But what about adults? Aren't they old enough to decide what is good for them? The answer is that many adults are, but don't make the mistake of thinking that all adults are like yourself. Censorship is for the good of society as a whole. Like the law, it contributes to the common good. Some people think that it is a shame that a censor should interfere with works of art. But we must bear in mind that the great proportion of books, plays, and films which come before the censor are very far from being works of art. When censorship laws are relaxed, dishonest people are given a chance to produce virtually anything in the name of art. One of the great things that censorship does is to prevent certain people from making fat profits by corrupting the minds of others. To argue in favor of absolute freedom is to argue in favor of anarchy. Society would really be the better if it were protected by correct censorship.